TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Noah goes to Comic-Con. We review Ghostbusters, Star Trek Beyond, Jason Bourne, My Kids Get Sick and Injured, and Andy Gets Sick in Baltimore before we give you an ass full of politics. And when you hear this sound,
that's how it works.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
From
to
the
our
historic TanCast Studios.
No, it's not a thing.
Historic history is being made here, my friends.
Hysteric.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link
in the
show notes.
That's the sound of Tim and Andy being tired to death of Noah doing this shit.
That means Tim is going to punch Noah in the taint.
No, no, and no.
Just an uppercut, lift him right off the ground.
Yep. All right, so we're back. We were off for a week.
We were. Why were we off for a week?
That's a good question. That could be answered with, how was everybody's motherfucking week? Or however that fucking jingle goes.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Weeks. How was everybody's motherfucking weeks? This is a
Noah?
Remix made by Nene Leaks.
I don't know. How was your guys' week?
I hate you.
Son of a bitch. I spent a lot of time sick. So super sick.
Hey, fucking cruise ship. No one cares.
Oh, people care, Andy. People care. No one on this podcast cares, but people care.
Good thing I'm talking to them through you, not to you.
Not when I get done editing. I don't care either. My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Sneakers.
We've made that reference 2 episodes in a row, I believe.
I think you're right.
Anyway, so Noah, what did you do?
I went to Comic-Con in San Diego with my friend Robin, who was also a guest on the show. Sadly, we forgot to record anything. I was going to do it at the airport. And then we went our separate ways at the airport. And I was like, oh well. but it was good. We did not have the tickets for like the big days, which were... I mean, I think Saturday and Sunday are usually like the really big days. Although there was other, you know, kind of cool stuff going on. And I do not have the stamina or desire to stand in line for hours at a time to see a clip early. I'm not that much of a super fan. I'm like,
you're getting old, son. That's what it is.
I'm like, I will wait, sit in the comfort of my room, and watch this on YouTube.
I remember I was texting now. I'm like, oh, did you see the Justice League trailer? He's like, nope. I was like, did you see the Wonder Woman trailer? Nope. Did you see? He's like, wait, let me just stop you. I didn't see any trailers. That's all the shit you got to pay extra for. I didn't do that shit.
Oh, I did see the trailer for the new Serenity fan movie, Firefly fan movie. Yep. I don't think people are clamoring for that.
You've seen a lot of fan trailers.
The fan trailer for the Futurama one I watched on my own. I just happened to pass by the booth and was really impressed with like their costumes that they had made for like Zoidberg. I was like, that is fucking impressive. I will go watch this trailer. And it was visually pretty good, but voice-wise, it just took me out. Like, I just love that show too much. So I'm just like, these are not the voices I like.
These are not the voices you're looking for.
Sweetheart.
Humphrey Bogart as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'm like, oh, that'd make it a really different movie.
Yet somehow better.
Well, somebody go dig Bogey up and make him do some voiceover work. The bad lip-reading guy can help him out.
I was like, you know what? There's so many hacky comedians who do his voice. We can just grab one of them.
This is true. Go get Rich Little. Dig him up.
I'm not dead. What voice is that, Rich
Yet?
Little?
Now read the lines, meat sack.
Anywho, back to Comic-Con. Already in progress.
So Robin is also mixed like myself. So we went to some kind of panels relating to that. We went to a panel about Octavia Butler, who wrote a book called Kindred, about this woman who's living in modern times, I believe is married to a white husband, and goes back in time every once in a while and becomes a slave.
Tim, what did you read Kindred?
I did not.
Nope.
Have you, Andy?
No, I was asking Tim because he had one of the same English teachers as me in high school.
Oh, nope.
Ah, it was on Jack Leach's reading list.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they adapted her story to a graphic novel, and I think they talked about a movie coming. So just kind of talked about her writing and kind of like the messages and just how much they liked her. I'd never heard of her, which seems to be the sentiment of like a lot of people. Like, I'd never heard of her, and then my friend told me about her, and I read it, and I loved her. But she was
Kindred was good shit. Sorry, please continue.
She's a black sci-fi. Done.
Black sci-fi what?
Writer. A female black sci-fi writer. Well, she was. She's not alive anymore.
She's not female anymore?
Which is not a very common thing. So that was cool. We went to a panel about hip-hop and comics. And you start to realize how much better a panel is with a good moderator. Like, the moderator for that panel was not great. And, like, I felt like there was at least one person on that panel that said nothing. I'm like... I bet that one person's like, why the fuck am I even here? Sitting here, listening to all these people. Like, I feel like, especially for an hour, like, I feel like there should be an upper limit. Because, like, there's no way you're going to be able to get all those people to talk. Especially some people monopolize time, and they just have, like, big, long stories. And then you're like, oh, we're out of time, everybody.
So you're saying if you have a big panel, never have Kevin Smith on the panel?
Exactly. Or Andy.
Oh!
We went to the San Diego Zoo, which is nice. Yeah, it's a huge zoo with lots of animals. It's fucking hot in San Diego.
Usually isn't.
That's what the guy... Oh, so we stayed at Airbnb. The one of the hosts for the Airbnb, the person that lives there, was a cosplay drag queen. And first night there, he gets a fight at 3 in the morning with, I think, his sister and his friend, like, yelling. So I didn't wake up until I guess they had moved outside. So I thought, like, I'm like, oh, someone's arguing outside. Like, I thought it was the next door neighbors. I'm like, but that voice kind of sounds like our host. And, like, I didn't say anything to Robin, who was my friend. We were staying in the same room at the time. And then we talked about it in the morning. She's like, no, that was them. I was like, oh. She's like, yeah, it started inside and then moved outside. I was like, oh. I'm like, you think you might want to tone that down? You have people paying money to stay with you. Nope, not them. And then the next night they were loud. I'm like, really? Like, I understand this is your place, but I don't know. It just seems odd to me that you wouldn't like maybe be like, oh, there's people staying here. Maybe we should be quiet at like 2 a.m.
Maybe that is how they quiet argue when there's people around. And if you guys weren't there, you should have seen how they get after each other.
Sorry. And then we basically spent the whole day at the zoo. On Friday, and then Saturday we kind of wandered around Comic-Con, not Comic-Con inside because we didn't have a pass, but just kind of all the tangential stuff going on around Comic-Con. It's so huge that it just takes over the town downtown. So there's all these different companies that have like little rooms or areas set up outside or behind the convention center. So we stood 4 hours in line. So I did. I was like, I told Rob, I'm like, if you want the full Comic-Con experience, you got to stand in line really long for something. And so we stood in line to see a Game of Thrones thing that probably we got to see everything, I don't know, maybe like spend like 10, 15 minutes in there. Like you got to take a picture in the throne. You got to see some little video animation. You got to see like some clothes and props actually worn by the actors, which again, I'm like, I'm just not the super fan. Like, I don't care. Like, that's them. wait 4 hours for this? And then Andy's seen the show, but you can... have you watched the show lately, Andy? You're all caught up, right?
On Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all caught up. So you could get your picture taken and put on the wall of faces or whatever.
Ah, neat.
But I was standing there. We were going to do it, and like there's problems, and we were standing in line. That was taking a while. All of a sudden, my body got really hot and tingly. Like, you're going to throw up soon? And I was like... I'm like, I need to get out of here, Robin. And she's like, oh, I'll go with them. I'm like, you can stay if you want. So I go out and I go to the bathroom. And I think I'm okay. I come back out. I'm like, let's just sit down for a little bit. And then I'm like, yeah, I get that feeling again. I'm like, oh, something's coming out. So I go over to this garbage can because it's like, you know, there's not really a lot of bathrooms around. And there's people standing next to it. I'm like, I'm just letting you know, I'm not feeling good. So I'm just, you may want to move away. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks. Hope you feel better. I'm like, no problem. So I stand in the garbage can. I'm like, oh, it's coming. I dry heave a couple times. And then all of a sudden I was like, I think that was it. Like, I just didn't feel great, but I also didn't feel like I was going to puke anymore. And then I went home for the rest of the night and just slept and I was fine. I'm like, that was so weird. So that was not a very exciting day. Robin did get to see a talk show with Will Arnett, and it was hosted by Will Arnett, and he had Elijah Wood on it, and somebody else, I can't remember. So she got to see like a live taping of that. She said it was okay. And then Sunday, what did we do? We went to another panel about, basically it was mapping people's personalities and say what kind of character you like based on your personality. And I was like, all right. Like, I didn't really care about that. They seemed to be really into it. I'm just like, all right, whatever. So I was like, you know, and I can't, for life of me, I cannot remember like the kind of mapping they used, but it was basically these five columns. And if you rate low or high on these five measurements, you have different types of personality, like more calm, more caring, more empathetic, those type of things, more outgoing.
Bless you.
Sorry.
And that was like, yeah, I feel like we didn't do a lot, like, because we didn't really, like, I personally didn't plan, and, like, she didn't plan, and we just walked around the con and looked at people in the costumes, and she got to see an artist that she really liked and get a drawing made by her, which was cool, and she wants to go back next year and do, like, the full, like, experience, like, and she met some people that are friends of friends that go, like, every year, so they know, like, all the stuff, like, you know. Kind of like they have all the inside information, and I think she wants to do Hall H one day, like wait in line overnight, get in and just spend the day there. I did not see really any famous people. I saw Stan Lee very briefly, like he was on one of the booths on the floor, and then just as I was walking up, like he was walking off stage. I was like, oh, there's Stan Lee. Yeah, usually you just follow the people holding up cameras and taking a lot of pictures, you're like, someone's famous is over there. And I did see some people from The Strain, which I don't know either of you have watched. I'm pretty sure Tim hasn't watched it. I don't know if Andy has ever watched it.
No, I have not started it. It's on my I really want to list, but that list is longer than Noah's dick.
Right now on the top of my list is Stranger Things. Cause I've heard good things about it.
That's close. I want to catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and finish House of Cards before I start that one.
Oh, and then Rob and I also saw Ghostbusters when we first got there because we had some time to kill. I saw three movies, which we... Well, I don't know if we want to get into them now because I also saw two other movies. So I don't know if we want to save it for later or get into it now.
Go for it.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
All right. Both me and Robin did not like it as much as we wanted to.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Just making sure, because you just said two other movies.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some funny parts, some good parts about it. Tim was kind of like, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, and he was kind of like quoting different parts that he realized. I'm like, yeah, just for some reason, it just didn't hit me. The same way it hit Tim. I would definitely like to see what they do again. And I can't really tell. I mean, I think some of the jokes were too on the nose for me. And I feel like everything kind of fell a little too easily into place. And for some things, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to like it, but just didn't love it.
That was very funny. I thought Chris Hemsworth was funny. I thought Leslie Jones was funny. I do agree with Noah that Katie, what's her last name?
McKinnon.
Her character was wacky just for the sake of being wacky. Mm. And like, but it did make the fact that her character was basically just, I'm just going to, like, she was basically Q. Every couple scenes be like, okay, these are the gadgets we're going to use in the next couple scenes. And so instead of making those scenes incredibly dull, they're like, okay, look at this insane person talking about it. Like, if this exposition has to happen, at least it's wacky.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, I'm recording again.
All right.
I forgot what I was talking about.
So we were at Ghostbusters?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, she was being, like, weird for the sake of being weird. Which is not bad, but I just felt like maybe it was just, like, a little too much sometimes. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Definitely some good parts, though.
What I did like, it wasn't like, okay, Kristen Wiig is playing Bill Murray, and, you know, Melissa McCarthy is playing Dan Aykroyd, and Leslie Jones is playing fucking Ernie Hudson. Like, it wasn't like that at all.
That's what I thought it was, though. But, I mean,
you thought
maybe
that's what it was going to be?
Well, no, I mean, maybe just Leslie Jones was black, and, like, oh, they had a black guy. I mean, it definitely felt like, what's her name? We just said her name. The crazy one.
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, no, the other one. The crazy one. She was definitely playing,
Kate McKinnon.
What was Spangler?
Egon?
Yeah, Egon, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Egon Spangler, yes.
But my point is, like, she was nothing like Egon.
What was Egon like? Was he crazy, or was he just the scientist? No, he was a scientist, so he was more like...
He was super buttoned down and straight-laced and dry.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, didn't you have any toys as a kid? I had part of a slinky once, but I straightened it. It just says it flat-faced like that, looking at him like, that's what everybody does, right? It's like, do you have any hobbies? I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Not even like he's excited at the possibility that somebody could be interested in his spores, mold, and fungus. Just, I collect spores, mold, and fungus. Totally flat.
I will say I have not seen that movie in a while, so maybe I should revisit it. But yeah, I guess they weren't really mapping like I thought they were. And then Bill Murray was a crazy one. What was Dan Aykroyd like?
Super excited one.
Okay.
Like he was...
Yeah, like he got the science that Egon was doing, but he was like way more boisterous about it. So he was more like Bill Nye the Science Guy kind of thing.
Yeah, you know that little dog that bounces all around the big dog in those Warner Brothers cartoons?
Yeah.
that was Dan Aykroyd's character
now,
in Ghostbusters.
Imagine that was the big dog, and it was bouncing like that. Because that's kind of Dan Aykroyd's character. he was a little rotund.
Can we, George? Can we, George? Can we?
Except he was getting blowjobs from ghosts in his dreams.
Oh, yeah, George. Yeah, George. Suck it like that, George. Yeah, George.
I like how people were complaining because there's like a queef joke in the movie at one point. And people are like, oh, all this offensive humor. I'm like, fucking Dan Aykroyd literally gets blown on screen by a ghost in the first one. Did you think it was family-friendly good times?
One criticism that I was listening to a review of the movie is like they didn't really let Melissa McCarthy kind of be Melissa McCarthy. Like she wasn't as like kind of her kind of crazier self. She's more buttoned down in this movie, and they just felt like that kind of, you know, they should let her kind of do what she does best.
Hmm. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever watched Melissa McCarthy in anything else.
I saw her in Spy, and I saw her in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids was good.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard actually Spy was pretty good as well.
And she was good in Bridesmaids.
I just haven't seen either one of them. And I certainly don't watch that Mike and Molly show.
Yeah, well, you should definitely watch Bridesmaids. That is some funny shit.
Yeah, I hear good things. When it comes on Netflix and I can put forth the minimal of effort, that is what I will do.
Sounds good.
So yeah, and then I saw Star Trek Beyond, which I guess they premiered at Comic-Con, but I didn't see at Comic-Con.
I saw it at Jeff. No, I saw it with Jeff at this fancy movie theater. The one where like you have to like pick your own seats, and they full on recline with like, you know, like a Barco lounger type thing.
Oh wow!
Wait, Tim, is that the movie theater I wanted to go with you with?
Is it by Jeff's house?
No.
Then no.
It's in Mountain View.
No.
Okay.
It's by Jeff's house. I fucking just said that.
How was that experience? Did you love it?
It was amazing. Except anytime I would brush the little button, like I'd be like, Pshurr. I'm like, oh, could you fucking stop that? Like my legs were chewed up, my head would fall back. I'm like, God damn it.
You're like getting all folded up in it.
No, the reverse. Like, instead of sitting, like, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of sitting up straight because I need to go all the way back.
Yes, you do. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus, help me. I'm halfway down the stairs. Jesus, Lord, help me.
And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, there's a recliner.
Oddly, though, when I went to pick our seats, like, the two middle ones were taken. And I'm like, okay, I'll do the ones right next to the two middle ones. And then the seat next to me, the one that was supposedly taken online, nobody sat in it the entire movie. I'm like, did someone buy that ticket? Did this lady buy this ticket just so someone would sit next to her?
I did see one time where this guy was like sitting, he sat down, he put like a jack in the seat next to him, and someone, it was like a crowded kind of movie, and someone was like, oh, is this seat taken? He's like, yeah. And then no one ever came. I was like, that guy just be an asshole?
Oh.
Or he, like, did you just watch a dick, or did that guy just have a real sad time?
And it is amazing.
She never came.
How many people are texting during movies still? Like, right next to me, when I saw Jason Bourne, but I'll get to that. People are just texting. They kept, like, checking the phone. I'm like, really? Like, it's not that important. Like, was that, like, I mean, I'm sure there is things that they feel like is important that they need to deal with, but I'm like, just step out. Like, it was that important, just step out. Yeah, I'm just so surprised people cannot, like, not be on their phone for, like, 2 hours. Anyways.
Sometimes I gotta text people, no one. You fucking deal with it.
So, yeah, Star Trek
Beyond. I gotta live tweet this movie.
Star Trek Beyond was good. I don't know if it was my favorite. I'd have to... I remember really liking Into Darkness, but I'd have to watch it again.
Yeah, I want to get that Blu-ray combo pack with the first two. Oh, I need to get my digital version of Into Darkness. When I bought my ticket, it came with a free digital version of Into Darkness.
Huh.
Or, well, either that one or the first one. I'm like, well, I have the first one on DVD, so me gets this. I like the way... if you've seen the trailers, you notice they use the song Sabotage Beastie Boys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the way that is motivated in the movie. Like, at first, when it starts happening, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And by the end of it, I'm like, you win, movie. This is awesome.
Yeah, it was a solid movie. And I guess...
Wasn't he listening to Beastie Boys when he stole his stepdad's car?
I believe it was that exact song, in fact.
Yeah. Facts. And then I saw Jason Bourne, which was okay.
Yeah, I heard, like, all the hacking stuff was just, like, eye-rolling, like, mind-numbing.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really... I guess that didn't really bother me, because, like, that's not really why I go see a Jason Bourne movie. But they were definitely trying to map it to, like, current affairs. Kind of, like, what's going on currently in the news. and I definitely feel like the first Jason Bourne movies were not like that. It was just, like, spy shit. And maybe there was that another something that kind of tried to make it more current. I don't remember. But it just lost some of its magic, even though it was the same director as 2 and 3, which I did enjoy. Yeah, I just was like, yeah, it was okay. Like, I definitely don't feel like I need to see another one of those movies. Like, if for some reason they decide, like, let's make a fifth or six or I can't remember how many there are now. I definitely don't feel like I need to revisit that. So I did see some... So, I don't know if I mentioned it, I'm watching trailers again. Mostly of movies that I'm not aware are coming out. But if it's, like, a movie I know I want to see, like, I haven't watched Suicide Squad or anything like that. And the new Jack Reacher movie looks pretty good. I was like, I'm on board.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
I was not aware the new Jack Reacher movie had been made.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Yeah.
And Tim, are you going to see Suicide Squad in the theaters?
Only if I hear the reviews are like, this shit is the amazeballs.
Okay,
I'm right there with you, buddy.
Like, I had a chance to get my dick sucked, and I went and saw this movie instead, and I do not regret my decision. Like, that's what the reviews are going to have to say.
unless the movie itself is going to suck my dick, I'm staying for the BJ. Sorry, just some true talk.
I did hear about a cameo in that movie that I won't say because I'm sure Noah hasn't heard because he hasn't even watched the trailers, which he just mentioned.
I have not. I did find out something about Guardians of the Galaxy, which, I mean, not terrible, but I was like, oh, I could have not known that.
But yeah, it's funny, they didn't release their footage online, whereas DC released all their stuff online, but... I guess the effects weren't finished, so they didn't want to show it to a wider audience than Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's another reason I'm like, I don't need to see, like, the stuff. I'm like, I don't need to be aware. So, go ahead.
I thought Marvel had skipped this year with how little was coming up online about Marvel stuff. I was like, why is it all DC? Did Marvel skip again this year, and then they're going to do their own thing at the Hyperion Theater like they did a couple years ago? Not Hyperion. Is that Hyperion? fuck, I can't remember the name of the theater on Hollywood Boulevard that Disney owns.
Hyperion seems right. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to back you on that, Tim.
Thank you.
Based on nothing but the content of my balls.
Sperm? Side note.
Sadness. Keep my sadness way down in my balls.
Oh, no. Why?
So I can release my sadness.
Okay. A friend of my cousin actually posted this picture of a t-shirt, and it's a picture of, well, maybe I'll say this part first. It says, the official drink of the Raiders, 49ers, I'm going to say Dallas Cowboys, and I think one other team. And it's a picture of sperm with the Seattle Seahawks logo on it. Like, all the sperms have a Seattle Seahawks logo on it. I was like, are they saying those other teams suck their dick on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
That's harsh.
That's how football is, Tim. It's harsh. Not only do they suck their dick,
July.
They swallow.
No one's even playing football right now.
You actually know when seasons are,
anyway,
Andy. I mean, Tim.
I just know it's not now. It's baseball season. I only know that because of the Don Henley Boys of Summer song. It's Don Henley, right? Boys of Summer?
After the boys of summer are gone.
Oh, so yeah, I would go to Comic-Con again. I don't know. I might let Robin stand in a long line and bring her some food. But here you go. Good luck. And yeah, it'd be cool to hang out with the friends who know all the cool stuff. But again, I'm not like, not into celebrities. Like, I mean, it was kind of interesting to see like those people from The Strain, and it would have been cool to see like a panel with some celebrities on it. But I'm like, I don't care that much. And I'm not that big of a consumer. Like, of like, oh, I need to buy some shit. Like, people, so they release special toys or they release them early. And like, people stand in line for those and then buy them and sell them online. So I theoretically could make money if I wanted to. But again, I'm just like, it's not worth the hassle. I've never used eBay, and I'm just like, for some reason, I just have no desire to sit online and try to sell shit and pack it up and sit it out. I'm like, that's just too much work. I'll just sit on my ass.
The same thing happens during those Disney conventions, like D23. Like, they always have these exclusive D23 things, and like, people all just grab them and like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sell all this and make so much money. And like, my mom pays for like this extra pass, mostly because she just doesn't want to get the hassle of, you know, like trying to get into the various things. Like, you pay enough for this pass, like, they give you front row seats, and you get to pick which ones you go to. So, I mean, it's equivalent of, like, being, okay, I want to be in front row of Hall H during the Marvel panel, and I don't want to wait in line. Okay, there's the seat waiting for you. Like, I want to be here during this, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so, coming with that is you get to be first pick for all the merchandise and stuff that people are, you know, that they sell. And Mom's like, I don't give a shit. I didn't get it. And just watch the crestfallen faces of people she talks to, like, oh yeah, she's, oh, so you got the one of the fucking, I don't know what the toy was, though, the Sleeping Beauty, like, handcrafted blood. Yeah, she's like, I didn't get it. And they're like, do you see this blood stain in my trousers? That's why I tried to give my left nut to get it. You gave it away like it was a pittance. She's like, that's right, I'm gangsta, fool, I don't give a fuck. And she slaps him and leaves.
She says, you know what, I reserve a seat in the front row, and then I don't show.
That's how baller I am.
I have someone lay down a towel there to catch the tears of others.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's crazy. 160,000 people show up. I mean, 160,000, I think, was like last year. Hall H holds like 6,000 people. And there's like bathrooms inside and food. So like, you just never have to leave. I mean, I think until the end of the day.
Then they're like, could you please get out?
I mean, that's what people do. They just camp out. Like, if they want to see a panel that's at the end of the day, they just stay there all day long.
Makes sense.
Anyways, how was your week, Tim?
My week was good. Oh, had my company picnic.
Ah, yes.
Beer pong. Fun. No, that was that was just the opening ceremonies of the company picnic.
Wow.
That was the day before, actually.
Wow. Like, we're going to get you guys a good drink on today, so you can enjoy this tomorrow.
And yeah, and then and before the beer pong, earlier in that morning, they passed out Guinness, because we have a satellite office in Ireland, and we were trying to outdrink them in the morning, so that everybody was, like, chugging their Guinness on our video chat.
That's ridiculous.
That's how you spend corporate money, ridiculously.
Hell yeah.
So then there was like the we had like these games and stuff, and like they like you can bring your kids, and so they had a face painter, and they had a balloon twisty tie maker person, and they had a bouncy house obstacle course and a bouncy house like ladder climbing thing, both of which Michael, who joined me for the company party, had no interest in doing. I was like, "You want to go in there?" He's like, "Nope." I'm like, "All right." Do you want to just stand on my foot the whole time? This is gonna be a great 4 hours. So the balloon animal person's like, "Okay, so what do you want?" And he's like, and he of course he can't think of anything because whenever you put a kid in a spot like that, they just blank. She's like, I can make you a Spider-Man. He's like, yeah, make a Spider-Man. So she makes a Spider-Man. It's pretty cool. The best part, I would say, is the face. And then she, like, does a little drawing. You know, she does, like, the drawing of his face with, like, black Sharpies and a white Sharpie. So she colors in the eyes. And he's holding it for a while, but it's pretty windy right there. And, like, they say, like, the balloon people keep saying, don't put them on the grass because the grass will pop these balloons. But, like, first of all, these are little kids. They're going to put it, like, we have nowhere to put these. Like, not like we have, like, a, you know, like, a seats and then we walk around somewhere. It's, like, a big open field. And it's super windy. And it just blew out of his hand, face first onto the grass, and poof, Spider-Man has no more face.
Oh.
And he's like, wah! And then, like, of course, there's other chunks of other kids' balloons around. So one of my coworkers grabbed some googly eyes that fell off a Elmo that popped, and tried to put the Elmo, the googly eyes where Spider-Man's face would be. Michael just looks at it like, what is this monstrosity? But he won't let us give it away either. So then went back and made a Cookie Monster.
And that one's still intact.
Nice.
Yes, it is. When she was making them, like, first of all, like, it's fun to watch them because it's like, man, they are in detailed and getting this done. And then, like, it looked like it was mostly done. All of a sudden, she grabbed a brown balloon. I was like, what did she do? She's going to make a cookie. I don't know why that excited me. A lot. Side note, one of my coworkers goes, was trying to think of what he could order, and he goes, can you make Wolverine claws? And it was a husband and wife balloon people, so there were two of them there. Obviously, the husband and the wife. And the wife goes, I don't know, can we make balloon claws? And the guy goes, yeah. Like, the way he said it, like, oh, you fucking get it. This is what I do. I get it done. Don't come at me with that shit, bro. And sure enough, he did make him two sets of gigantic Wolverine claws. Like, it was like a little, two straps, one that went over his, like, in between your wrist and your elbow, and then one in between, like, his fingers, like, to hold onto, and then, like, stuff to hold the claws on, and then the claws that came out, where Wolverine's claws do. And so he had two big, gigantic balloon mitts of Wolverine claws. And I was like, well, it's gonna be hard for you to get your work done the rest of the day. Tick-tack, tick-tack, tick. Tick-tack, I was like, Richard, this email is just gibberish.
I'm Wolverine.
Anybody?
I'm the best at what I do.
What I do is make typos. And last night we had a game night.
We did.
Noah came over. But before that, we went to go get some pizzas.
Mmm.
Oh. And I was like, no, it was me, Noah, and Michael, and we walked to the pizza place, because it's only like a couple blocks away. And on our way back, Michael loves to hit the buttons for the crosswalk. I was like, Michael, why don't you go ahead and hit that button right there? And I turned away to talk to Noah, and I turned back what did I hear? And he's on the ground, and he's bleeding from the head. Because he tripped and fell right on one of those little, like, you know, they have those gigantic, like, bolts that they stick the street lights in. I guess that'd be the nut part. Anyway, when he hit his head, like, right on one of the corners and sliced it.
Not you had one great job, Tim.
Yeah. And then and then later in the night, I'm putting James down, and he decides to vomit all over me.
Oh.
Just like a big bowl of oatmeal in my lap. Just, I was like, that is a lot of vomit. And then apparently when I was taking Noah home last night, he woke up with a fever. So my family's doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, it's funny. At one point, Tim was like holding ice on Michael's head, and he was counting. And I'm like, it was a genuine question of like, wait, are you supposed to do it for a certain amount of time? And Tim's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Don't call me out.
I'm like, you start counting down, and they're like, oh, okay, Dad's got this. When we get to zero, things are better. That's what parenting is, bluffing your way through shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Noah.
I mean, I thought you knew some shit that I didn't know. I was like, I'm going to learn something today.
That's what I'm trying to make you think. But I don't know some shit.
It was. I got a good look at it after you cleaned it up. It was a nice little gash.
Yeah. I didn't bleed on his pillow last night from the looks of it. So, yeah. However, his hair is clumpy and bloody.
Mm. Yeah. Scalp wounds bleed.
Head wounds bleed in general.
Yes. Well, yes.
We were supposed to go swimming today. I don't know if that's going to happen. Partially because of his head wound, and partially because of Fever Boy.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, maybe not.
And that wraps up my week. Booyah.
Neat. Well, I think I told you guys after I was, or maybe it was even after we were recording, that I was headed for Baltimore the very next day. Mm-hmm. Recording Saturday or Sunday? I can't even remember.
It's not important. Just fucking tell the story.
So went to Baltimore. So, you know, get back from Alaska, have to switch gears and then be in meetings like all afternoon and then all day on Tuesday. And it was a good visit. Like the meetings were compelling. The day was flying by. Like we were learning interesting shit. Other people were interested in hearing the stuff that we had to talk about. It was one of those, like, maybe halfway through Tuesday was like, I wish we were here for another day because we will not finish with all the shit that we want to talk about. And then like 2 hours later, I started to get that feeling where it's like, you can feel there's a cold coming on. Like, I'm funky. Like something's wrong. Like my throat just started hurting. Like my eyes started watering. Like they just felt hot. Like, son of a bitch. And from that moment on, like, people are still, like, trying to talk about the interesting stuff, and I'm, like, trying to take notes, but really I'm just counting how much longer until we leave, and then how long at the airport, and then how long until our plane gets us home. So my boss and I, who I was traveling with, we get to the airport, get to the area of our gate, like, early enough that the previous flight is, like, finishing up their boarding stuff. We haven't eaten. So we have a conundrum. You know, are we going to try to grab a meal and then board our flight? Or do we walk over to the ticketing agent at the gate and find out, hey, can we move up to this flight? And then, you know, we won't be able to eat until like 9 o'clock at night. So we hemmed and hawed, and then the doors closed and kind of made the decision for us. So we had our burritos, and then we went to get on our plane. And then our plane got delayed because apparently... because of weather in Atlanta. Then it got delayed further because somebody had a medical emergency and they wound up having to evacuate. Like, they brought EMTs in and then had to evacuate that person and then had to wait while their bags were pulled off just in case they were a terrorist. So I think we finally wound up taking off for our flight home around the time that our flight home was supposed to be landing. And I'm just sitting in the seat next to these other people, like, trying not to cough on anybody and just sweating and knowing I look like death. Like, I feel so bad if I get these people sick, but fuck it, I gotta get home. I feel awful. Then I spent the next 2 days trying to work from home, with a high enough fever that, like, I was dreaming about work and then actually thought on Friday that I'd gotten shit done on Wednesday and Thursday, that no, there was no record of me having done it. Like, I went and checked my emails, like, emails I thought I'd sent just were not in my sent items folder. Like, well... If I was that out of it, that's probably a good thing.
Actually, you did do it. Caitlin is gaslighting you.
Ah, okay. And, yeah, I've just had this, like, this congestion that's just hung on since then. You know, it's been a week and a half since the fevers were gone, and I cannot get rid of this fucking congestion. So I'll wake up in the middle of the night just feeling like I'm choking on my own snot. It's super-duper nifty. Yeah.
Say, that does sound like fun.
That is great. Yeah, so most of the past week and a half have just skipped right on by me. Did have some really good Greek food in Baltimore. It was expensive as hell, though. But the people we were there to visit with are like, nope, you know, you guys are out-of-towners. When people come to visit, we show them a good time. I sat next to the guy that paid the bill, and there were 10 of us at that dinner, and that bill had 4 digits in front of the period. Like, oh my God. Like, I am so glad that, like, it's not me trying to get that past the expense department. But, when you go to dinner with people who are a big deal, like Tim said, that's how you spend corporate money.
Yeah, frivolously.
Yes. Well, I mean, it did get our teams, like, really well aligned and everything, so I guess it, you know, Okay, I'm totally just trying to justify the fact that we had a really good meal. It was really good.
We had synergy.
It was really, really good. We did. I synergized the hell out of a pork chop, and it was delicious. Yeah, so that was great before the illness started. And I kind of feel bad because I really hope, like, towards the end of the day, I'm like, nope. No, like, people wanted to shake my hand to say goodbye. I'm like, no, I don't want to touch anybody. I'm starting to feel sick. And then I realize I shook everybody's hands yesterday. Fuck. I guess I'm old enough that, like, I start to feel bad about, you know, exposing other people to my shit. Like, I worry about my impact on the rest of the world. Empathy, I'm told it's called. Yeah. That
sounds weird and dangerous.
Well, you gotta get rid of that shit.
I know.
Don't waste, keep you down.
Waste of time. oh, you know, I actually had a feet-kicking story from the cruise that I failed to share with you guys.
Oh, more cruise stories? Sign me up.
Yes. And you guys will recognize it, because it's not really a story of the cruise so much as a story of me seeing myself in my son. So, in the main dining area, like, there were a couple of other tables around us with families. And apparently, the two closest to us, there was a little girl there who looked like she was about Drew's age. And apparently, she'd kind of had her eye on Drew. And then they actually, like, officially met when we had dropped him off for some kids' activity afternoon thing. And I guess she'd been looking for him since then, but, like, we didn't take him back for a couple of days. So one of the nights we're at dinner, Drew is super excited and, like, super focused on playing with his little 2-year-old cousin. And this girl keeps walking by and, like, trying to catch his eye and then, like, trying to chat with him and be like, "Hi, Drew, do you remember me?" And, like, and he was awkward. Like, it just completely flew past his little head. So, like, the rest of the family, like, we all start, like, you know, kind of whisper talking past his head about it. And, like, I lean over and I was like, "Drew, you know, it's okay to talk to girls." And he looks up at me and he goes, like, "No, I'm okay."
Yeah. That's just a thing at that age. Like, we were, Michael was at a, like a pre-play date, because we start in kindergarten in a month, so they're having a couple play dates so the kids get to know each other. And, like, instantly, the girls all separated from the boys. Yeah. I was like, "What? Guys!" I'm like, "Mike, you gotta get in there with the girls now.
Gotta learn how to talk to them." And yeah, then, apparently puberty tosses a hard reset on that, so even if you know how to talk to them before then, it, like, just, it enforces awkwardness.
Yeah, but, like, when they get boobs, you're already their friend.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
That's how that shit works.
So, yeah,
that's,
I'm thinking,
how it,
you know,
works.
I'm thinking there's never a bad time for my son to not be socially awkward, especially around somebody, you know, that's showing interest in him of any sort. So I lean down. I'm, like, trying to give him some, you know, fatherly advice. You know, not like, okay, it's time for birds and bees, because he's not even 8 yet. But, yeah, just like, hey, why don't you talk to her? She's being friendly. You can be friendly. And he goes, "I don't know what she likes." I'm like, "Well, you could start by asking her. You could ask her what she likes." It's like, "Well, I like Lego and Minecraft, and I don't know if she likes Lego and Minecraft." And then he goes back to playing with his cousin. I'm like, "You could ask her if she likes Lego or Minecraft." And she came back by, and he's like, "Hey, I like Lego and Minecraft. Do you like Lego and Minecraft?" She's like, "Yes, I play Minecraft all the time." Instantly started talking to each other. Like, okay,
I think you did
there
tell
may
the
be
story
hope for this generation. Did I?
It sounds familiar.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I'm retelling it.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're all sorry.
Do you remember hearing
Janelle
that,
just
Tim?
Came, or, well,
maybe I'll tell you guys after.
I wasn't listening to it 100% because James kept coming in the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Janelle was like, "You're not talking very much." And I was like, "Andy." And she's like, "Ah." She left.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah, this is a consequence of the fact that we also talk that's not Tancast. It's like, did we share this around Tancast, or did we just text each other about
this
it?
This is true. It could have been that.
Yeah, Noah's like, "I told you about Star Trek Beyond." I was like, "We never talked about it." "Oh, right, text. We do interact in other ways."
Yes. Sometimes we even meet face-to-face and have whole conversations that don't get recorded.
The devil, you say.
Yeah, I know.
Have we talked about the game Salad Bowl, Tim?
No, but I was thinking about it. We should.
I mean, I think other people would
about
enjoy
tossing
it.
Salad.
Yeah, yes. So it's a game night game. You don't need any supplies, really. Well, you need paper and pen
and a bowl
and a salad bowl.
Yeah,
or Yeah, any bowl will do. It doesn't have to be for salad.
No, it has to be for salad.
Okay.
Specifically one that's had ranch in it.
What? No. What? No.
What? Come on.
Noah is confusing me.
As you should. Okay, so what you do is you break into, I guess it, does it have to be two teams? I guess if you have a lot of people, you could expand it to more than two teams.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, probably keeps it a little bit simpler if it's two teams.
Okay. Well, okay, so what we just did, boys versus girls, because that's what we always do. And everybody takes five tiny pieces of paper and writes anything on those five pieces of paper. Well, obviously, different things on each piece of paper, but you write whatever you want, which is usually too much for first-time players of the game. Like, wait, anything? Like, there's no category? No. Well, you need to give me some restrictions. I can't just write anything. You can write anything. So you can write, you know, pop culture references, random inside jokes, fucking words that are totally hard to say that you happen to know and nobody else does.
I mean, I would say a general advice is probably do an inside joke that your team will get that the other team will not.
Yeah, that's the best way to go. Anyway, so you take these five things, you put them all in the salad bowl. You mix them up, and then everybody takes turns doing three rounds. And the first round is you can say or do whatever you want. You can, you know, act things out. You can say things as long as you're not saying the thing that you're trying to get them to guess. Then that's all fair game. Like, you'd be like, this guy is Clark Kent, and then he rips off his shirt, and then he becomes this guy.
Superman.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so then everybody takes a turn until and however many you get during your 1 minute, you get a minute to try and do that. However many you get, that's how many points you get. And then it goes back and forth until the bowl is empty. Once the bowl is empty, you put all the things back in, and now it's time for round two, where you have to do it with... You have to get the people to guess. Everybody has the same 1 minute. You have to try to get your team to guess. You only get to say one word. You can't move. You can't act out. You can repeat the one word, but that's about it. But the good part is you've heard all these answers already. So hopefully you can pick one word that will jog the memory of people who've we've just heard these answers get guessed out. Same thing, back and forth, back and forth. You get points for however many you get that round. The bowl is empty. Then you fill the bowl back up again and do it one more time. This time, charades. Can't talk.
Huh, like mime charades.
Yes.
Yeah, like true charades, yes.
I mean, you can do the one syllable, two syllable, how many words, those things, but...
Gotcha.
And it's, I feel like it's a little dry the way we're describing it, but it is super fun.
So, what if somebody pulls something out of the salad bowl that they wrote down themselves? They still have to give the clue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if somebody pulls something out and you immediately recognize that it's the thing that you wrote down, and it's, you're on that team? Are you still allowed to answer? Like, oh, I know, I put Superman in there.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
I think he's saying
you
it
recognize
wrongly.
It as, wait, you're the like. Are you saying, oh, I see that card from the back, and I know that's mine?
Or just like they start giving the clue, and it's immediately recognizable as one of the things that you put in the bowl. You're
then
still
good
allowed to
guess? Because you're about to get that point.
Ah, good. Okay, good. Just double checking. So you are allowed to guess the things that you put in the bowl. That's what I was trying to go for. Yes.
There's, totally. Yeah. There's no restrictions on that.
Sometimes it's better. Like if you put like a fucked up phrase. Or you misquote something?
So Noah, oh fuck! What was the one you actually misquoted?
Was it the long kiss goodnight one or the one I think I said about mop?
Yes, it was the mop. So backstory on this: at the theater, we had these when Noah and I used to work at a movie theater. I don't know how I don't know how many new listeners we have, but I doubt we have many. But still, maybe people haven't memorized our backstory. We were there one night, and we had these janitors, and they spoke English, but not super. It didn't seem like they were super fluent in English.
Okay.
So the guy comes in, and he knocks on the office door, and he's like, "Could you get the mop?" And Noah goes over. He's like, "Oh, okay." And he has to get up out of the office. He punches in the code, goes in the back closet, opens the thing, and grabs the mop. And the guy's like, "No, the bucket." And then Noah goes, "Then don't say mop." Actually, it was a little more amused sounding in his voice, but clearly irritated. Anyway, so he writes it down. You didn't say don't say mop, you said something else.
I said don't call it a
don't
mop,
ask,
I think.
You said don't ask for a mop or something like that.
So I misquoted myself.
And so everybody who knew the inside joke
was trying to say it, how Noah actually said it, but that wasn't what was on the card.
And so it was super frustrating.
They did not like my answers this round.
No.
Because after you played the first time, I was like, oh, I'm going to start fucking with these people.
I felt like your answers in the second round weren't as zany.
Oh, maybe not. I think I tried to pick a few easier ones, like not be all obnoxious.
Yeah, I put Kapla in there because I knew it would screw the all-girls team.
Dirty.
There's one quote I put from a Chris Rock bit on there. Almost every time the ladies got it, they could not get it, and it was hilarious. They would just talk all around it, but like they would miss a word. And it was like Chris Rock, he's talking about, I can't remember what the setup was, but basically the quote is like, you take a right with that bitch, all left turns from now on, or something like that. You know, that's the whole thing. So I just wrote, you take a right.
It was after you were that you cheated on your wife. Like, you'll never let it go. Like, hey, baby, I'm going to take a right here. Did you take a right with that bitch? It's all left turns from now on. You understand me? Anyway, so he wrote, did you take a right with that bitch? And they could, like, you right the bitch. The bitch is right on the bitch. Hey, bitch, it's right.
The bitch is going right all the time. It's like, and they would get so close and like just one word off or miss a word every time.
Ooh, and I was laughing so hard.
But there was a couple.
Just listen to them say right and bitch for like the whole minute. Well, that's the downside. You can't pass once you grabbed one. So sometimes we were just fucked.
Yeah, like there was this one word that none of us could remember. And, like, could not get the other ones to guess. And you would just get it, and you just throw it back in the bowl, like, I don't know what to do, man. Or if it was, like, you said the wrong one word, and you're like, I fucked that up. And you just throw it, you're like, we're just going to time right now on this one, because there ain't no way we're going to get this.
Anyway, Salad Bowl. Try it.
Love it. Yeah, easy to play.
Good for hours of fun.
And you don't have to do 5 strips of paper. You could do more or less.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's the thing. There's no set rules to Salad Bowl. You can make it your own. You can toss whatever you want in the salad.
One rule that me and Tim were talking about, which I think might be a good addition, is you could pass once during your turn. Or maybe during that round, or however you want to do it. Because sometimes, yeah, you just get stuck, and it's just like...
I think a side part of that rule is, though, you have to throw it back in there, so you might get it again. On that round.
You fold one little corner down. So you start to grab for it. You feel that little like poke. Like, nope.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yep. I'm surprised we made it all the way through this episode without a single political rant from me.
Or me.
Yeah.
Or me.
Or Noah, who loves to go on political rants
all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, we missed both conventions while we were off, and I don't think we're any the worse for it.
I mean, who are those really for?
It's who are they against. That's what I want to know.
It's like, I think...
Gary Johnson, 2016.
I feel like I know who I'm going to vote for. I don't think anyone's going to sway me at this point.
By the way, in case anybody wasn't aware, I was being sarcastic.
About voting for Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to vote for a Republican just because he likes pot. No, he's an independent. He's a Republican who likes pot. Relax yourself.
Yeah.
Or whatever he is. Libertarian?
He's libertarian, but yeah.
And they're like, Jill Stein is the answer for all you Bernie bros. No. No.
No. Okay, you know what? Sorry, here it comes.
Let's get political, political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
Because of our first past the post, there is only a two-party system that is stable in our voting in U.S. politics. We can only maintain two workable parties. Occasionally one will collapse or it will split or there will be a reorganization, but other than times like that, well, even during those times, there's still only two parties that are at all possibly viable. So, you have Donald Trump and you have Hillary Clinton. If you do not vote, or if you vote for a third-party candidate, you are saying, from my point of view, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are equally good or equally bad or indistinguishable or whatever. And maybe out of a fit of pique or you're an idiot or whatever, you actually in your heart of hearts believe that. But if you don't and you're just being pissy and you stay home or you cast a third-party vote instead of voting for the person who doesn't lie about being their own fucking PR person to be able to call into radio shows or talk about, like, torture and waterboarding and murder as if it's a good thing, you are as much to blame as the idiots and assholes and racists who are voting for him because he actually is for all the things that the idiots, the assholes, and the racists are for. So don't give me this don't blame me bullshit. I will fucking blame you if Trump winds up president.
All right, you guys convinced? Everybody, now you've been berated by Andy, you're tearing up your Gary Johnson for president lawn placards, and you're fucking on board the Hillary train. No! No!
What?
Well, I guess Andy we'll have to yell at you again next week.
I think Andy changed some hearts and minds today.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I saw people at the Democratic convention with tape on their mouth that said silenced by the DNC. I'm like, when the fuck were you silenced by the DNC? Was it when you were allowed to vote for the guy who wasn't even a Democrat in their private party nominating? Because I like Bernie, and I have liked Bernie. I didn't actually vote for Bernie because I was trying to fuck with the Republicans because it was just a clown car shit show this year, and I thought it would be more useful for me to cast my vote on that side.
All right, I was trying to bring it in for a landing, and you're finally taking off again. Bring it in.
Yeah, sorry.
Get it on the ground.
He hit the runway and bounced right back up.
Yep.
Okay, like, so were you silenced when you were able to vote for him, or were you silenced when you were able to go to the convention and read your vote for him out loud and have it counted? Or when you silenced when you were able to put that fucking tape over your mouth, you ass clown?
Fuck, I can't even see him on the clouds anymore.
Where are you at, Andy? Come back.
Come back.
Where am I at? I am living in a world where people in other countries keep electing the same types of madmen that people elected in the 20s and 30s and 40s, where we're looking down the barrel of at least 40% in most polls that have been taken so far of America are saying, yeah, the guy who likes Putin, yeah, the guy who talks real, about what a great guy Saddam Hussein was, yeah, the guy who talks about the real firm hand that Kim Jong-un has. Ah, sorry. There's a real possibility that a madman, that a demagogue, that an anti-democratic guy who wants to take over and shut down the media, which is like play number one from the fascist fucking playbook, and at least 40% of our neighbors want him. And I cannot fucking fathom this.
Day three of our hostage situation. Andy will not stop talking about the election. Some of us have gone to search for food. They have not come back.
Some of them have just killed themselves.
I'm super glad you guys can still laugh about it.
It is what it is. It's like, there's always going to be shitty people in the world. And hopefully he doesn't get elected. And the only time will tell. Like,
No, there is a difference between the world guy wants us to live in and a bad presidency.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed Election Digest here on Tancast. Remember, if you don't know who to vote for, we'll scream it at you.
And remember, I used to be a Republican until shit went crazy.
Yep.
I don't know what you should not trust.
I was just speechless.
That's Tancast for this week. Not today, wrapping it up.
Never trust Andy to come in for a smooth landing.
Never trust Noah to quote things correctly.
Fair enough. Even the stuff he said.
I said it. I can change my quote. Andy?
Not today, mops.
At the risk of another 5 minutes of content, what do you hate this week?
I hate each and every individual who votes for Donald J. Trump.
Well done.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. I know that's strong. I'm related to a bunch of them. But I've got a little hate in my heart for every single one of them.
Put a little hate in your heart!
Yeah, okay, so I would have hated having Ted Cruz as president.
If you know your fellow man voting
for the orange man, awful president.
For the orange man, put a little hate in your heart. If you're very bitter and friends are voting for Cinnamon Hitler, vote, put a little hate in your heart. And the world will be a shitty place. Yes, the world. No? No one's on board with this parody?
I'm on board.
It's masterful. All right.
Wrap it up.
I mean, turn, shut off the lights. Let's go.
See you next week from the historic Tancast Studios.
Oh, shut the fuck up.